Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 52 of a year of self-love journal book club. Yeah, you heard me. Week 52. We did it. This week's affirmation says it all. It says, I love me. My accomplishments are worth celebrating. I did a big thing. And we did. I did a big thing. You did a big thing. Whether you just joined last week or you've been with me since the beginning, to love on yourself is really a big thing, especially at this moment. And I've heard some people have the conversation like, oh, it's selfish to be thinking about self-love given all that's happening in the world, whether it's genocides or upheaval, political, humanitarian. There's so many things, right? And I actually think that's all the more reason to think about how to pour into yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup. So self-love should not be misconstrued with being individualistic and arrogant and self-centered. It should be about pouring into who you are, learning and loving who you are, so that you can then show up and be all that you're meant to be in the world. And so if you've been with me since the beginning, you'll know that I started this journey. The precursor to picking up this book was reading Audre Lorde's book about Burst of Light. And it's her journal as she's navigating cancer and ends up dying. And she talks about how self-care is an act of resistance, and that to take care of ourselves is necessary so that we can show up another day and fight in community to make this world what we know it can be, to make this world what we hope it can be. And to quote Adrienne Marie Brown, everything that's local is global. Like, it's like if we think fractals, that we need to practice what we want to see in the world locally. So if we want more connection in the world, if we're sad about what's happening and on a global scale in terms of people not seeing other folks' humanity, how are we seeing our own humanity in ourselves, caring for ourselves, and also seeing that in our neighbors, in our neighborhood, in our city, in our industry, whatever that corner of the world is? And so I just say all that to say, I hear too often that people talk about self-love in a narrow way, like a pedicure, a bubble bath, things like that. It is so much more than that. And if you have journeyed with me through a week to 52 weeks of this journal of self-love, you know that. And so I want you to celebrate. And so the first question is, you know, well, one of the first questions is like, how will you celebrate? How will you celebrate the end of this year, this journey, this self-love that you have cultivated throughout this year? What does that look like? What did you learn about yourself? What changes or shifts did you see and did you notice in yourself? One of the things I noticed as I look back at my journals and other sorts of writings and reflections is that I have more consistently put myself first. And again, that doesn't mean that I'm only thinking about myself and I'm being arrogant. That means if I want to make sure that I get a workout in, or I want to make sure I go to a dance class so that I can then feel happy and joyful, not resentful about coming home and making dinner or having to do a second shift of work for a job, you know, like, I'm going to do what I have to do. But if I can pour into myself and engage in those activities that I know feed me, that I know either restore me or help me have longevity that I want, then that's, I'm better for it. That's what self-love is to me. Those daily deposits that I make for me that help me show up in the spaces that I choose to be in. And so I've noticed that I do that more consistently, and I do that more often without feelings of guilt, without feelings of like, oh, I should do this or I should do that. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. There are times where I still, not, I wouldn't say have trouble choosing myself, but we'll figure out how to make sure everyone else is happy as I do my thing. And I'm like, wait, no, you gotta do your thing, because then you'll more happily show up to make sure everyone gets their needs met. And so I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I definitely have noticed that shift. So I want you to think about what shifts have you noticed for yourself? What have you learned about yourself? And I think as women in society, one of the things I have learned that I knew, but learned even more deeply is how much we are socialized to just accept that we can delay what brings us joy and that that's expected. And some of that is generational. And so I'm hoping to break that generational curse. And some of it is cultural in terms of, you know, what's expected in certain cultures in terms of how women care for their partners or their kids. And so I've thought about this before, but I learned about myself that as much as I study socialization and study the psychology of identities, how much some of that is still rooted in me, even if I disagree with it or have a critique of it. So that's one of the things I learned about myself. So what did you learn about yourself? And I plan to celebrate by continuing to do this work. I'm not going to let it just be a season. And so one of the questions asked, how will you continue to progress and how will you get back on track when you're discouraged? And I think the way that I'm going to progress is I often will do kind of mini challenges for myself. Like, you know, this week or this month, I'm going to track steps and make sure I get as many steps as I feel like I need on average. Or this week, this month, I'm going to make sure that I sign up for two dance classes a week so that I'm doing that consistently and not letting that fall off the radar. Or this week, I'm going to make sure I reach out to a girlfriend and that we go do something together. There was a concert that I wanted to see this past week. And I called a friend totally last minute. And I actually called three different people. I was like, do you want to go? I want to go. And I was ready to go by myself, even if they couldn't. But just doing that thing, those sorts of things to like push myself to get out of my routine and go do something that I know I'll enjoy. And if I don't, then I come home. But like to not go means I'm staying stuck in a rut. So I am going to continue to do those little challenges with myself of like to focus on that for this week or focus on this for a month or to get accountability or pull a friend in for something. So I'm going to try to do that. And then to get back on track when I'm discouraged, I have been reminding myself of like, everything ebbs and flows. Everything has its seasons. Flowers are not always blooming. Like, why do we think we need to? And so rather than think about, like, of course, it's good to think about getting off, when you get off track, how might you continue doing it? I think for me, it's more of a mindset of knowing that I might get off track and not beating myself up on it. About it, and that I'm not going to let the fact that I get off track keep me more off track. So when I get discouraged, I remind myself often that discipline is better than motivation, that I don't have to wait to feel motivated. If I know that something is good for me or that I want it long-term, that I should do it. But then also this piece of like, and if I'm not doing it, okay, let's do it. But I don't need to spend any more time beating myself up about not doing it. So those are my thoughts. I want you to think about for yourself how you're going to continue this progress. And then the last activity, it's like a full circle moment, is the final self-love check-in. And so I hope you did. If you didn't, you don't have this data point. But I encouraged you to, at the very beginning, do the survey. See what your self-love score is. And then that gives you the chance to like see how it's grown. So I will share that for me, my self-love check-in at the beginning, my score was 40.5. And now my score is 50. So that's almost a 10-point increase. And regardless of, you know, what that number is and what that means in terms of where it leaves me. Like it says I'm pretty connected to my heart and loving myself, right? There's always room to grow. And that shows, that 10-point increase shows that I did grow over this year. So that's almost a point a month. And that to me is that having that data is also encouragement to keep going. Like how high can I get, right? And I want to keep cultivating different ways of learning myself and loving myself because I've learned that that's part of what I think will bring me joy in the long term. That I don't have to think about it as like a project for, you know, just this year. That it's like, it's an ongoing project because I'm worth it. And I hope you realize that you're worth it too. I would love to hear how you're going to celebrate the end of this journal book club. I would love to hear what shifts and changes you've seen for yourself. You can reach me across all socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks. And I really hope that you've enjoyed this journal book club. And I really hope that you stick around and hear more of what I have to share on the Kira Banks podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.